For many of you, entering the self-employment zone for the first time can feel like both the exhilarating culmination of a dream come true and the realization of your scariest nightmare. Whether you have owned a business before, come to self-employment with years of work experience, or are just starting out in the workforce, you are in for a roller coaster ride. The world of business ownership is filled with surprises, both good and bad, and the key to survival is how well you negotiate those ups, downs, and hairpin curves. None of this is meant to scare you off. I just want you to be prepared. I started my own business, GrowBiz Media and SmallBizDaily.com, with two partners, a little more than 9 years ago, after working for more than two decades at Entrepreneur Magazine and growing up in a small business family. My father, both grandfathers, and my uncles were all either self-employed or owners of small businesses. And as much as I learned living and covering the world of small business and entrepreneurship for all those years, I still made mistakes, trusted the wrong people, and followed bad advice. But there were upsides too, strangers who became clients, who became friends. It may help to think of self-employment as a journey. And as with any excursion, you need a goal, a plan, and a guidebook before you head out. First, no one can determine your goal but you. Some come to self-employment because they're between jobs and need to pay the rent. Others have worked for years for someone else and reached what used to be referred to as retirement age, but they have too many years left to retire, or they need to supplement their income. Still others choose self-employment because they want the flexibility to choose when and where to work, or they hate their jobs. Some are doing something they're passionate about, and they want to share and monetize that passion. Then there are those who plan to make self-employment the first step of a longer, entrepreneurial journey, starting small and growing large. Whatever your motivation, the choices you make, the paths in the road you choose, will be driven by your goals. So make sure you are clear about where you want your self-employment journey to lead. Once you know what you want, you need to figure out how you're going to get there. In other words, you need a plan. I'm a big proponent of creating business plans, despite many today who will tell you they're not necessary. Even if no one but you will ever see your business plan, the very act of creating one will help you think about what you're doing, where you're heading, and how you're going to get there. If you've never run a business before, writing a business plan will prompt you to think about things you might not have thought of otherwise. It will force you to think about pricing, marketing, sales, and competitors, and come up with a game plan of how you will tackle those areas. If the idea of writing a business plan, even if just for yourself, still seems overwhelming, look into the lean business plan concept. Tim Berry and Sabrina Parsons have written a lot about the subject, so check out their insights at bplans.com. Now is a good time to explore self-employment. There are plenty of places to get help. Go to your local SCORE office or nearest Small Business Development Center for free advice. In addition, there are a lot of marketplaces that didn't exist two decades ago that made it a lot easier to find work, get paid, and even, in some cases, get benefits. These marketplaces are also a great resource for you to find any help you might need. All small business owners must wear many hats, but the self-employed are particularly burdened by having numerous responsibilities while running their companies, as small as they might be. You cannot possibly know everything you need to know or do everything that needs to get done, so consider outsourcing certain tasks to those with more experience. Even though my company has three employees, we are a virtual business. That means I work alone. While many of you may welcome that solitude, for me, the isolation was one of the things that caught me by surprise. There are ways to get around that. Schedule meetings, meet old colleagues, join a business organization, and the like. I talk to myself a lot. Jean Yocum addresses this concern in part four, which leads to the last must-have as you set forth on this journey, a guidebook. You are more than likely entering uncharted territory, at least for you.